It's the Accidental Entrepreneur Show.
I'm Matthew Clark.
And this is Ian Scott, and we're in...
The Accident...
Well, actually, we were going to say the Truro.
In Truro. The Accidental Entrepreneur Show in Truro. Okay, so we've mucked it up, but we muck it up every time. But yes, it's a chance to look around Truro, see what's going on, which businesses are around.
Shed loads of accidental entrepreneurs, lots of little shops, lots of interesting people. That's the lifeblood of the Cornish economy and lots of other economies. And let's find out what's out there.
Yeah, so Ian and I have been wandering around Truro. Oh my goodness, there's so many people out in Truro at the moment, Ian.
And there's lots of gingham-y things we've just found.
Gingham-y things? What do you mean gingham-y things?
Well, I don't know, but we're about to introduce ourselves to... Who are you and what's your name and what do you do?
My name's Alison Capling and I have a small shop in Truro called Country Gingham.
Gingham, I told you. Did you read her mind?
Yep. Actually, lovely stuff she's got, Alison. I'm looking at these. Well, what, Alison, what are these? Beautiful. Are they buttons?
They are buttons. They're hand-covered buttons that which we make up and put on a piece of card and sell as four buttons to put on whatever you like, cushions or whatever.
They're covered in fabric in a rather nice pale... I sound very chintzy, don't I? In a very nice pale blue. How did you get the idea for these?
Well, actually, I trailed around London and had a look at...
Oh, it's a customer.
Okay. We'll be back with you in a minute.
Okay. And later on. So, look, what have we got here, Ian?
I think the interesting thing is it's totally different to a... products for the house. I mean, you could go to these shops and you know it's made in China and shipped over by the container load. This is a shop that's actually selling and making stuff done in Cornwall. It's attractive homeware stuff, isn't it, Alison?
It is, and we've just started a new project called Ally Kits, which obviously is Alice and me, and they're kits, and they're basically for people to buy as in kit form. Everything is within the kit to make, and you make up your own little project. So we've got some Scotty dogs and sausage dogs and hearts for children, and then we've got cushions and bunting and things that you can progress to make for adults.
Can I just ask you, why did you do it though? Because it is something obviously very personal to you.
I just love fabric. I've always worked with fabric, and so it was a natural thing for me to do. And when I found myself without a job, I decided to make a business, and gingham was the only thing that I could afford at the time.
You said found yourself without a job. Now, what does that lead you to say, Ian?
Vomited out of the system, my favourite phrase.
It's almost your catchphrase, Ian.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. What happened?
Well, I got divorced, actually, so that was what's happened. And so I needed a job, I needed an income.
It's a very busy business. I like the sound of this.
You go and take that. We'll be back again in a second.
But so, Ian... It is this situation. Someone has found themselves having to be an entrepreneur rather than necessarily saying, I'm going to go and be an entrepreneur.
We're back to the classic situation here where if you look at the BBC, they all portray it as The Apprentice or Dragon's Den. Actually, the majority of businesses in Britain are people who stumble into it. They found it by accident. And Alison's a classic example of all of this. She's now off the phone, having taken, I hope, an order. Your product range, what is it? What's the one that you're most excited about?
Well, the kits are the most exciting because everybody now wants to make things.
I have to ask, I can't stand it. But has Kirsty's Homemade Home helped you and your market?
What a question, Ian. I mean, how dare you ask a question of a lady like this?
Has Kirsty's Homemade, whatever it is, helped grow the market for your product?
I'd say it probably it had, unbeknown to me, I expect.
We've got another customer. Hey, right, okay. So I think as we've got a customer in the shop, we better let Alison go to it. So I think it's time to just wrap up this now.
Alison, before we go, what's your, you know what a USP is? Have you heard of it?
Well, you explain it to me and I'll tell you.
Oh, that's putting me on the spot. What makes this stuff different?
I think because I've got time to sit down and design the products, I look at other products that are being made and try and differ from there. I don't really want to go down that same road. So we design the products that we're making. We also design the woodwork, and we've got a carpenter that makes up our own designs in woodwork. So we can actually make up our design into different sizes and colours for the customer as well. So that makes it pretty unique.
The future is clearly the website. What's it called?
Website's called alisoncapling.com.
And you can buy what on it?
You can buy all of our products, from handmade soft furnishings, the kits, handmade furniture.
Just everything that's gorgeous. Is that about it? Thanks very much, Alison. Fantastic.
Okay, so you have really been on Starring Alison with the
Accidental Entrepreneur Show.